This week, the official Gobierno de Ensenada Facebook page announced that 3,128 Ensenada families will get new housing through a federal program called Vivienda del Bienestar. Mayor Claudia Agatin posed for the cameras with the Infonavit director and took the victory lap. The comments filled up with fire emojis. If you're a gringo expat reading this, here's why it actually matters to you. You can't buy one of these units. They are for Mexican workers earning between 1 and 2 minimum wages, which is about 8,000 to 16,000 pesos a month. That's by design. The program is aimed at the young Mexican workers who got priced out of every housing option, partly because of gringos like us pushing up rents from above. But the program still affects you. It tells you something real about whether Sheinbaum's federal team is competent, and the answer so far is a cautious yes. They passed a reform creating a state-owned construction company inside Infonavit, which is the first serious public builder Mexico has had since the 1980s. Baja California cut its housing deficit by 12.4 percentage points between 2018 and 2024, the biggest drop in the country. The execution side is messier. Nationally, about 380,000 units are contracted or under construction, but only about 13,000 have actually been delivered. The pipeline has to accelerate tenfold to hit the sexennial target. The two Ensenada developments, Estación Costera with 128 units and Lomas de Ensenada with 3,000, will almost certainly be built on peripheral land, not downtown. They won't affect the coastal or central neighborhoods where most expats live, at least not directly. Longer term, if the program actually delivers, there are real ripple effects across the whole market. Here's the annoying part. While the federal government is executing on a serious housing plan, the Ensenada municipal government under Mayor Agatin cannot maintain its own streets. The city is full of potholes. Her Facebook page is full of photo ops. She took credit for a federal program her office contributed almost nothing to. That's the local story. The federal team is doing real work. The municipal team is doing press releases. Credit where it's earned. Skepticism where it's warranted. Don't let a glossy Facebook post convince you the mayor is actually running the city.